dark. Radio in the dark. If you don't know how to do it, I'm gonna talk you through it. Radio in the dark.
Hello everyone, this is Joe Boguist, N3ANIN. And this is Radio in the Dark. Today we're going to be starting a series on the Kenwood 590, a tutorial on how to use the radio and where all the controls are and how to do it without being able to look at it. This is part one. Part one, we're going to be talking about what you should get, what you should have in the box when you buy your radio new, and even if you buy it used, of course, all the accessories that came with it new should be with it. And I'm going to go over the jack panel in the back of the radio to tell you what all the jacks are for. Okay, so without any further hesitation, let's get started. When you get your radio in the box, you should have the following items. You should have the handheld microphone that comes with the radio. You should have a DC power cable. You should have a 25 amp fuse for the DC power cable. And four plastic spacers. I'm not quite sure what they're for, but they're included. Also, the screws for the mobile mounting bracket, that's not included. If you want to go mobile with this radio, I don't know how you could do it easily because it's mid-size, but it's a little big for, I would think, under a dashboard of a car, but I guess you could probably get it somewhere in a car, or maybe especially in a van. And you get the mounting screws there for that. Also a 4-amp fuse for an external antenna tuner. And, of course, the manual and the schematic diagrams. So you should have all those things in the box, and it's a good idea to keep the box, both boxes, both inner and outer boxes, because you might need them someday for shipping. Okay, that's taken care of that. Now let's talk about the rear jack panel. Turn the radio around after unpacking it and look at it from the rear. We're going to get personal with the radio and now look at it from the rear, even though we don't know each other real well. We're going to look at the rear. Anyway, here's the rear. There are 14 jacks on this thing. Actually, 13 jacks and a ground screw. Okay, so looking at the radio from the rear, going from left to right, the first row we're going to look at is in the top row of jacks. There are four in the very top row. Starting from the top left-hand corner, you have a familiar SO239 port. That's antenna 2 socket. That mates with a PL259. That's for an extra antenna if you ever want to use one for anything. Next is the main antenna jack, another SO239 port. Next to that, going to the right, is the jack for an external antenna tuner, if you want to use an LDG tuner or something like that. Next to that, on the extreme right-hand corner on the upper row, you have the jack or the socket for your DC power cable. That's the cord that goes, of course, to the power supply. Now, going to the bottom row of jacks on the radio, the first jack you'll feel is your serial port. That's called the DB9. That's the jack that you would plug your computer cable into if you want to control the rig from your computer keyboard. Next to that, there's something new that we haven't been seeing on HF rigs up until a few years ago. A USB port. Instead of using the DB9 connector, you can use USB with this radio from your computer. Of course, a lot of the newer computers don't have the DB9 serial port anymore. So you can go directly to USB with this radio. That's really nice. Next to that is the external speaker jack. That's a small mini jack for an external speaker. And with the good external speaker, the audio from this radio sounds really good. Next to that, you have your ground screw. Always important to have your ground connected to a radio. Next to that, you have, just below the ground screw, you have a DB 9 or 13. I'm not sure what it is. A DIN plug. I shouldn't say DB. A DIN plug. It's either a 9 or a 13. I'm not sure which one this is. But it's for packet or anything like that if you want to hook up something extra. I think this is a DB 9. I'm sorry, I keep saying DB, a 9-pin DIN. Next to that, you have a 13-pin DIN. I think it's the 13. That's for your power supply, for a linear amplifier. It's for a linear amp if you want to use that, if you have a linear. And next to that, you have another mini jack for a straight key. Next to that, you have a familiar quarter-inch headphone-type jack. That's for the digital keyer unit that's built into the radio. If you have a paddle, that's your paddle jack. And next to that, you have a phono jack. That's for drive out. That's for your drive out control. Not quite sure what that does. And on the far right bottom, you have another phono. That's for another antenna. If you want to hook up another receiving antenna, receive only. And that covers the jacks on the radio and what they mate with. That's all I'm going to do for today. This is going to be a short one. Just an introduction to the back panel of the radio. And, of course, what you should have had in the box when you bought it. If you have any questions on any of this, please write to me at n3ain@hotmail.com. And I'll be glad to clear anything up for you if I can. Thank you. Until next time, this is N3ANIN saying 73.